when it comes to Easter eggs and when it comes to Easter, what is like a thought that pops into your head that you like to share with me every Easter? What happened?
So we were dying Easter eggs and she called me a bitch.
This is Recorded Podcast, another day, another podcast. That was Trade the Future. I'll put it in the description on Apple Music, on SoundCloud. It really doesn't come up. We're still in the quarantine. But happy Happy Resurrection Day to everybody. And, you know, I wanted to dedicate a song. Because we are in this together, and it is Resurrection Day, so I just wanted to say, we fall down, but we get up, we fall, get back up again. Yes, yes, thank you. Happy Resurrection Day. I don't know when this will come out, but just know we recorded it on Resurrection Day. Shout out to the virtual churches. Shout out to y'all that was committing sins while the virtual church was going on, you heathens. You know, I hope you repent and step back. So how's your quarantine been? I've been off for a lot of days. I'm you know, detoxing from my job. It's toxic, and a lot of people don't understand.
This is so dramatic.
My pain. So how have you been?
I've been good. I haven't been to work in about...
Oh, excuse me. Do you have a job right now?
Technically, yes. I have two jobs, technically. But have I been to either one of them in the month? No, I haven't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been about a month, but maybe 3 weeks. I feel like the last time I was at in the hood...
in the ghetto?
It was the end of March, I think.
Okay, so quarantine has been good for you. You've been, you know, as per the last podcast, you've been social distancing and quarantining for quite some time.
Yeah, like my whole life, probably.
And that's really true, but, you know, also I wanted to bring this up. Breaking news. A great story. When it comes to Easter eggs and when it comes to Easter, what is like a thought that pops into your head that you like to share with me every Easter?
I don't want to share that with everybody. That was a personal story that I told that you're trying to, you know, you're trying to like get popular off of, and I don't appreciate it. But yes, when I was younger, maybe 8, or 9, and my sister was probably like...
You don't have
like
to say a name, but Shay Cosley Star.
You don't have no to say names, name. But one of my sisters. But let's I only say have one sister.
Shay Cosley and let's say Stark. If we had to say a person.
Okay.
What happened?
So we were dying Easter eggs, and she called me a bitch.
Okay, and what proceeded to happen after? Was she caught, or did you tell? Like how
I
was
didn't tell, but... this wasn't the first time this had happened, believe
okay,
it or
please,
not.
Okay, please.
I had been called a bitch before.
Oh, so this has turned into the confessional. Okay.
It is. So whenever, like, she would say something, like, she would call me a bitch, and I'd be like, you know, what'd you say? Like, so she would repeat it, and normally she wouldn't say it. But this day, she said it, and my mom came around. We were in the kitchen, and she came around the corner, and... She didn't beat her, though. She didn't get... And, I mean, I don't know what the fuck that was about. Like, beat her ass. So, I was like, what'd
yeah,
you say?
Mom.
She was like, I called you a bitch. It just the... Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she didn't see my mom. But, like, then we never dyed Easter eggs again, so...
So, like, every
I
time...
I still haven't dyed an egg since.
Yeah, so when you see an Easter egg, are you, like,
I get
traumatized?
I get sick.
Do you
physically.
Get a little, like, Is it like mental abuse?
It is. It is.
Do you fuck with like plastic Easter eggs?
I don't
or like
fuck with eggs at all. I can't even eat eggs.
So you're a vegan now?
I'm not a vegan. I just don't eat eggs.
Do you eat cheese?
I love cheese.
Damn, cheese is really good. You know, and yeah, it's really hard to give up. So, you know, staying positive. We beat some video games. You know, that was pretty cool. We went and took it back. For all you Negroes and niggas that know real games, I beat Aladdin, the final level, because I'm a real nigga.
Okay, but who beat all the levels going up into the final level?
You beat. I had another podcast. Shout out the boy Marley. Go check out This Is Recorded podcast with the boy Marley from Cam Kirk Studios. But yes, I was handling business.
Okay, regardless of what you were doing or what you weren't doing, or well, I beat all the levels and then you got to the last level and you cheated and looked up how to beat it, so.
Oh, but on Super Nintendo, did I not, like, look on YouTube and show you how to beat it? Mario.
Okay, but I didn't look at it. I remember it once I saw it, so don't lie. And I beat that game.
So you didn't fucking cheat on the test, but when you seen the answers, you got a good
grade.
I
didn't see the answer. I didn't see what he was doing. I was like, before I watched it, I was like, oh, that's what you have to do.
What a coincidence. Bullshit. But moving right along. All right, it was really cool, and it was really sad after we didn't have the games to play anymore.
I wasn't sad because we still have the game to play upstairs, so.
Have you ever had a fire Easter outfit?
Not really. We didn't really do, like,
heathens.
This is going to sound bad. We didn't really do Easter in church and stuff.
Oh, yeah, like religion and God. And like, wow, this sounds terrible.
Oh, it's going to sound bad.
Hey, were you raised in a barn?
Hey, fucking Trump.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my family didn't either. But sometimes, yeah, from time to time, we would go to church.
I mean, we went through, like, little phases where, like, but we never went on Easter. Because, like, you'll be there all day.
Because they're trying to get the new followers. They're trying to get the new followers.
Yeah, for real.
They're trying to get them turned up for God.
Yeah. One time we went on Easter, and it was just, like, a bajillion people there. And, like, you stay there all day. Like, black churches are already long.
And I'm about to end with this.
Take your time, Pastor. Like, no.
All right, we ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
We've been here for 6 hours.
So, when
Easter is, like, working a double. So, I'm not.
So, when it's time for you to hug everybody at church, what do?
Go to the bathroom.
Same. Also, when it's time for them to open up the doors of the church for new members,
I leave. It's time to go.
Damn. It's time to go. I wasn't expecting that. But, you know, a lot of people be sitting there like, damn, man, so one of y'all need to go up there so we can close the thing.
Well,
the football
game.
Yeah,
when they want to, you know, if somebody just needs extra prayer, just would you come? Come up. Please come up. Please won't you come?
Go ahead, pass that plate around.
And then 100 people go up there. Then they got to pray for them. Then they got a song for that.
Okay, so let me tell you this, okay? This is the travels and journeys of young Reg's life.
Here we go.
So I went to a funeral. Devontae, rest in peace. But I went to a funeral, and then up there, everybody, like a bunch of people, went to go dedicate themselves because they was like, you know, he got shot and killed. It was very tragic. Damn. It was the first time somebody I knew got murdered. And, yeah, so that was sad. And then everybody went up there to dedicate their life to God and stuff like that. I'm not that I'm laughing at what I'm about to tell y'all. So everybody, like, went up there to dedicate themselves to God, and then, no bullshit, 1 hour later, niggas was, like, gambling and fucking, like, where the hoes at, and smoking weed and shit, like, hold on, didn't you just become a pastor?
He didn't become a pastor, he became a deacon at the church.
Yeah, like, nigga, aren't you, motherfucker, like, what are you doing? Like, these niggas was really, like, I just was looking because I just sat down.
You didn't go up there?
I did not go up there. I was very sad. It was very emotional, but I was like, I'm not ready for that. But all of you niggas that did, like, man, I'm tired of this gangbanging shit. Like, nigga, no, you're not. Like, You want to be out there. Like, you niggas is on the fucking block. Like, where the hoes at? And, like, we're, like, what the fuck? And, like, you these niggas was gambling. These niggas was like, damn, like, you all right? Like, trying to get some, like, consoling pussy. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing? You can't console the pussy. Like, we're not wedding crashers. We're funeral crashers now. What
you
the fuck?
You can console pussy, I would say.
Okay, that's the good time for the pussy to be consoled.
I guess. I wouldn't know.
Okay.
But, you know how that's like people, you know, God know my heart. That's that shit. Like,
so you
know. You
pray over the pussy.
Oh, my God. Oh, so, yeah.
Okay, so also, while we're on the subject, speaking of pussy, we learned that you niggas will find many creative ways to cheat. We've been going on walks since you can't really go outside anywhere. And, you know, so we'll go on a walk. We got a little route that we go, and there's a park next to our house. So we'll go for a walk, and we notice a lot of niggas letting their kids ride bikes and almost get hit by cars while they fucking talk to a girl on the phone at the park, or they're either, like, meeting up with somebody, and then, like, how are they going to get caught?
You said how?
How is this going to end for them?
The kid is going to tell. Like, hey, yeah, we was at the park, and he was talking to his friend, and I was just riding my bike.
Who's his friend?
Some lady. I don't know her name, but she just, you know, like, it's just stupid shit.
She said you was a bitch, too. But I wouldn't say nothing. Like, nah, I mean, what the fuck? Like, these niggas, like, it's a lot of niggas going up to the park that ain't never take their kids to the fucking park.
They never
ever
met their fucking kids.
We see niggas playing bat, like a lot of niggas is discovering their kids. Like, damn, nigga, you still hey.
You still live here?
Hey, you still here? Like, for, like,
I mean, I'm 7, so yeah.
Niggas taking walks. Like, what the fuck is a walk? Like, what in the hell? Like, and
niggas still don't want to speak when you walk past them.
It's getting a little bit better.
But, yeah, it's like, ooh. Like, oh, on shit. Some weird shit.
Like, nah, nigga, I heard if you wave at a nigga, the 5G gonna hit him, and then they gonna get the corona.
Not the 5G.
Yeah.
Here we go.
But, yeah, so you niggas that are finding new and creative ways to cheat is great. Also, shout out to you niggas that hate your life, because also along our walk, we found a sad family that we haven't seen in a while, so pray for them.
Pray for him.
Because this nigga went outside and was arguing with his girl. And he know he was wrong.
So we slowed down.
So we slowed down.
In true nigga fashion.
In true Negro fashion, mm-hmm. To be a little bit more nosy. And what did he tell her? She was 100%.
Nuts. You 100%. Well, first he tried to, like, you know, he ain't see us. And we saw her walk in the garage. Like, we was a little further back. He was like, man, what the fuck you doing outside? That's when we slowed down. Like, okay, they about to start arguing. You know. So then, you know, he saw us. And then, you know, I guess he calmed the fuck down. Don't try to make a scene. And don't do that. So then he, man, you 100% nuts. Your ass ain't gonna go from what the fuck to you 100%.
Okay, so in that scenario, what do you think happened if you were to play like a research detective? What was the scenario? They were sitting around, and what happened?
I would say that probably she didn't go through his phone, but like it was sitting there, and like an alert popped up. And it was, like, from a bitch, like, from his other baby mom
and
or something
some
like that. It may or may not have been some titties. It don't even matter. Like, if it was a text from a certain bitch, it don't matter what she texted.
So she wrote quarantining on her pussy.
She
sent him a bitch.
I don't know what was said, but that must have happened. And then, you know, so basically he fucked up, and then he tried to blame it on her. You nuts. Like, no, nigga, you're cheating.
Okay, so this is what happened.
You're
I'm gonna have to, all right, because I've been doing some research into niggadom on my days off. So this is what happened. So they were sitting around, like, and he know, like, not only did she get her TurboTax refund, but she was also getting a stimulus check, and she got about 2 kids, or at least one. But she claimed him because he ain't really got no. He been in between jobs right now. He's trying to get his mixtape off the ground. But he can't really go to the studio right now. He can't be at the yo. So They was playing around. They probably just did it, and she was all giggly and shit. He was like, I'm going to go wipe off. You so nasty. Damn. So she was like, you better. And then he was like, all right. So, like, she was all, like, all in love and shit like that. And then, like, she laying in the bed, and she like, his phone went off. I'm going to tell him that. It's probably his mom. She be all worried about him and shit. So, like, let me look at it. And then when she seen it, she seen, like, some pussy or something like that.
Pussy in the, wait a minute.
She saw a pussy.
The whole pussy.
It was a whole wolf pussy on the screen.
How do you
And then she
that?
Was like, nigga, and she threw his phone at him while he was in the shower. And the nigga got mad. He put his clothes on. And then, you know, he ran outside, and then her kid was coming around, but he didn't want to yell at him because he was really in the wrong. So he was like, hey, man, get your sister, because he was holding his daughter because he's like, I'm a good daddy, but I'm going to walk out.
Right, and then he also know what happened was she came outside to get her, like, gun to, like, scare him. She was just going to wave it around. She's gonna
pull out the strap. Wave it around.
Exactly.
Because I would never shoot you, baby.
Exactly. So then he come behind her, but then he grabbed the baby because you're not going to shoot me with the baby.
You're going to rape me in front of my This nigga was even.
This nigga was even.
Oh, God.
You're going to rape me in front of my son. You're right. So he, the roles reversed.
Okay, so fuck his fort.
I hate you.
I hate you
Fuck
too,
you, little
nigga.
I ain't trying to be your daddy. So, you know, he picked the baby up, and then he man, get your sister. And then that couldn't have been his son because if that was his biological son, he would have been like, man, get the fuck back in the house.
And he was his son was kind of laughing a little bit like, they always get mad.
They doing this again. I'm going to have to tell my grandma, you know. So, yeah, that's what happened.
During the quarantine, pray for the niggas that's really going through it.
Then we took another walk, and he was just sitting in the car with the baby, looking so fucking sad.
He sits in the car because he's like, damn, like, I really fucking hate this bitch.
And
but
that's her car, too, probably.
I ain't got nowhere else to go. She waved at us that time.
She did. Well, how y'all doing?
Yeah, got his ass all the way together.
Got him together.
Yeah.
I had to get his ass. That's the look she gave me. I threw my hand up, and she was like, hey.
Okay, so what else
bitch,
is...
And if you need to handle him like that. That's the vibe
I see
I
you got him handled.
From sis. Go ahead, Bum Quisha. I know it now.
And then she goes, it's like, she probably going to put me in it. Look, his ass walking with her. What the fuck do you do? Like, damn. Like,
niggas get in trouble for not doing what somebody else
Okay, does. So also, like, back on to, shout out to niggas discovering their kids. Because, like, I seen some niggas playing basketball outside. Like, this how you shit. Neither one of them niggas could shoot.
Aww.
Like, it was just, and then, like, a lot of people, once again, they're taking walks with their kids. They discover
it's kind of beautiful, like, because ain't nobody yelling at their I haven't seen nobody yell at their kids in a while.
Yeah, I know y'all been in the house. Come on, y'all. We gonna go for a walk.
Right. Took my kids out. They all on their little hoverboards and stuff. The single mamas out there with all their kids.
Okay. So I would also like to take credit for this podcast. That I have seen a downturn in the live videos because I feel like a lot of you niggas checked out Don't Go Live on our podcast and excuse me, something in my throat. I feel like you niggas checked out Don't Go Live. oh my God, something. but I think you niggas checked out... you know, this is recorded podcast, Don't Go Live. That
the
title.
People who I follow haven't. Because, like, at a certain time, maybe it's a certain time at night, it's like, the whole shit is, like, live video.
Okay, so, at what point niggas gonna start fucking on live?
I think they saved that for their close friends.
Oh.
It's not only fans. I think that's something else.
That's something else.
But on
Do you have
Instagram,
an OnlyFans?
No.
So if you had an OnlyFans, what would you be doing on there?
I wouldn't have one of those.
All right, you too good.
I feel like they're for fuck. Are they not for fucking?
No, they're for, you know, show exploring.
Okay, that's yourself. Weird. So, close friends, like, because, okay, the girl who I know, that's a stripper. Well, she used to be a stripper. Now she, like, her baby daddy is a rapper. So okay. She basically still a stripper, but just, like, in a different kind of way.
Different tax bracket of stripper.
She have a close friend, and then she'll post something like, damn, and she'll tag the person, I'm going to have to step my close friends up. I wasn't expecting that from her. So I don't know what the fuck they be doing on their close
friends. Okay, so are they pussy popping on a handstand?
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Okay, so.
And she was like, one time the stripper girl was like, damn, you know, my baby daddy, blah, blah, blah. I should have close friends that. Like, so y'all, like, I guess that's what y'all do.
Okay, so they was having, like, a squirt contest.
I don't know what the fuck be going on, but it just feels.
Okay,
nasty.
It's a little bit weird, but I would like to take credit, but obviously I can't take the credit. But go listen to Don't Go Live and all the other great podcasts that we have done. But a lot of you niggas, you got to relax because the live is just not it. I still, and hold on, it just got awkward. shout out to Noriega. yeah, because
no,
like.
Who's Noriega? The one that was on that one with Lamar Odom?
Yo.
Lamar Odom was going.
Yo.
He was just going
yo.
Off.
Shout out
he
to Drink Champs
thing,
podcast.
And then
bro.
He paused and then Noriega said, hey, nigga, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. For I fuck with you, you fuck with me, you fuck with that nigga. But like, I don't know where you going with that.
Yeah, I don't
it
know.
Was
where
so
you're going
awkward.
With it.
That was that got awkward.
It just got awkward. So, yeah, I mean, it's been good. Okay, the live battles, I was wondering, you know, shout out to Little John and T-Pain. They did a great job, great sportsmanship. Manny Fresh and Scott Storch, it got awkward.
That did get very awkward.
Because Manny Fresh was doing a little bit of low blow, but it's a battle, whatever. It was cool.
I feel like they're not pairing the people up right. Like they
last night was good, but it was like super duper hip hop, like
yeah,
super duper hip. DJ Premier and RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan is still nothing to fuck with.
Okay,
I feel
like I wouldn't have knew what was really going
on. You knew some of the joints, some of the cuts.
Yeah, but I'm not like you know hip hop. I don't want to do that.
DJ K the Baby.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but So I was thinking of some. Some live battles that everybody would want to hear. And my first thought was keeping it in St. Louis. I was going to say, everybody has been waiting for this. Hold on. Chingy versus Jaquan.
All right. I can fuck with it. Like, I'm going to say Nelly, okay, and the one with the mask.
A city spud. And
yes, I did just do the chicken head if anybody
okay,
was wondering.
I'm gonna say ISIS. Remember that group?
That was a good group. That they had one fucking song.
I was two songs.
Them and
I was gonna say ISIS versus that one girl group that also tried to fight Chicago. What was it?
Cherish.
ISIS versus
nah,
Cherish.
Okay,
fuck y'all two niggas. We gonna see y'all niggas when we see y'all niggas. But
nah, but we were still listening to them songs though.
Yeah, I was gonna say that as well. Could you think of anybody else? Does anybody else come to mind? Like,
I would say like, maybe Bow Wow and Lil Romeo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Battle of the 106 in Parks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Remember Lil Romeo tried to do everything like Bow Wow? Like, Bow Wow had, like, I don't know what kind of fucking chain he had at this point.
Mickey Mouse
and then Romeo had, like,
Donald Duck or
it
something.
Was just like, hey, bro, stop.
Shout out to Lil Romeo. I heard he's a great dude. Shout out to Ari. He worked with him. He's a great dude. But we trying to get these jokes off. And at the time, it was like, yeah, like, I'm 14, but I got a house. Nigga, so what? Like, nigga, it's not your house.
He had a few cars. And
like, nigga, it was it was so confusing.
That
like,
probably was his house, though.
Okay, and another thing, too. Why are we on this topic?
Here we go.
about live and shit like that. I see a lot of you niggas not going live and posting a lot of shit, and I'm happy for you. You know why? Because a lot of you niggas, too, do not have a fucking nice home. Or don't have a home, period. You niggas just trying to...
Don't say they don't have a home. Are you trying to
quarantine, like,
no
around... Like, you niggas is just all over the place. Because a lot of niggas is posting, and they ain't got shit in the back. No furniture. Like,
don't do that.
Shit be bullshit. Like, niggas don't want to show their house. That's why we learning a lot about you niggas in this quarantine.
You an asshole.
Is it not true?
I don't know, because I don't... I mean, I look like to see like your shit in the back if your house is dirty, or okay. Like if you posted some food but it's on a paper plate. Like, don't
okay,
do
a
that.
Telltale sign is your blinds fucked up.
If your blinds are fucked up, you have like at least 3 kids and like
one of them,
2 baby daddies.
One of them got corona.
One of the kids got coronavirus. Why you do that? No, your kids are bad as fuck. Now you feel bad.
I don't.
All
right, I do a little bit. All right, man, fuck. But anyway, yeah. So, first vacation. Where the fuck
post,
you trying? Where are we going?
I don't know. It's gonna have to be somewhere big because I felt like we was on like a going somewhere every 2 months shit.
Light flex.
And this.
Damn, you bougie. Ghetto, bougie, ratchet, acting, stupid. What's happening?
I don't know. I've been thinking definitely somewhere with like a beach and like, yeah, some, I don't even fucking know. But
and how much is it going to cost?
It's going to be $8.95.
Okay.
Round trip for both of us.
So
them
like
flights were so stupid. When this shit first got stupid, those flights were so fucking cheap. It was just
and
like
so niggas was like pulling change out their fucking like car. Like, damn, nigga, how much you said it was? You said $20.
We should have just went. Fuck it.
You said it's the last.
Like, we should have just got it in 95. And yeah. Like, I saw a meme that was like, do you want to die in Atlanta or do you want to die in, like, Bali?
Oh, damn.
I'm like,
The funniest shit was like, bitch, excuse me, I have a job interview in Mulan on Monday. But god damn, niggas have really been fucking going crazy, man. But today is also a great day. It's a celebration of a day. It's a celebration of Black history, Black art, Black creativity in L.A. and Inglewood. And shout out to motherfucking Insecure is back today. What are your words on Insecure being back tonight?
I'm just very excited. I feel like me and Issa Rae are like friends.
Shout out Issa Rae. We need you on the podcast. If y'all know her, go ahead, DM her, call her, spam her shit. This is Recorded Podcast. Please proceed.
You're a stalker. That was weird. It got awkward.
I'm not a stalker, but it's just like I'd like to know where people are at all times.
Okay. Serial killer. It's okay. But yeah, I feel like the show haven't been on since 2018.
Like 2 years.
So I'm very excited. You're excited. We're excited.
Walking Dead
season 8.
Shout out to Chicago. Shout out to the girl, man.
Yeah, so I'm just excited to see where it's going to go. Because it seems like it's going to be like a, of course, like a continuation from last season about like her block party. And I'm hoping that her and Lawrence get back together this season. Like, it's time.
You said woo woo.
Yeah, I binge watched the whole series.
Hey, where's your how ago. Is woot woot? Cause I ain't get no woot woot.
Yeah, asshole.
And what did he tell her ass after she said that?
He called her a fucking hoe. Oh, that was hard to
hear. You ain't get no woot woot because you was too busy being a fucking hoe.
It was hard to hear.
Damn, that shit hurt.
But I want them to get back together. What do you feel about that?
I feel like it could go either way, but I don't know. They've been through a lot of shit. It's real shit. But can I put you on the spot right now? Is it the best show, adult show, you ever seen? Yes or no?
I mean, it has different, like, I watch different genres of shows, so I
okay,
can't really
put
around, it in
just
a
just all around. Yes or no?
It's my top 3. But I can't. I don't know if I could say it like that because I watch so many. When you say adult shows, Are we talking, is it better than Game of Thrones? It's a whole different vibe. So, you know what I'm saying? Is it better than, like, first season of Walking Dead? First season of Walking Dead was so fucking good. And then they filmed that shit, like, in our backyard and shit.
All right, so Walking Dead is just fucking, like...
needs to be dead at this point.
Walking Dead has been dead.
Niggas are still watching it. I don't think it's as big as it was, but...
Walking Dead, for, like... this shit trash. Is ridiculous, but Insecure is a fucking amazing show.
I don't know, it's one of my favorite shows, but I never put one, like, before, oh, this is my favorite.
Other.
It's trash, but yeah.
Did you get that reference, though?
Married with Children?
Yeah. Okay. Fuck you.
Okay, and?
Yeah, but Insecure, man, is an amazing show. It's, you know.
But it ain't for everybody either. Because I was talking to one of my friends. Who the fuck is it not for? Because, you know, Kelsey and Kiera watch it. But Kiera was like, she was going to get her mom to watch it. But her mom wasn't, like, into it. And I'm like, not for their age group. That's what I meant.
It's
like,
not.
It's for, like,
yeah,
a.
Okay, so watch what you say.
I would say, like, a 20-ish. I would say some young 20s can watch it. But, like, they are our age. Even on the show, they're, like, 30s, so.
Okay, so we about to wrap this up because Issa Rae, being a smart person as she is, you know, she has, like, a whole block party set up, but virtually through Instagram Live, which is genius. Shout out to her, man. We're going to get her on the
podcast. Are you in love with the bitch? What's up?
No, I'm just saying it's just
creative. Just settle down. You got a little stiff there.
All right, 3/4 job.
All right, relax.
Relax. All right, y'all, this recorded is out. Because I'm about to get beat the fuck up. We about to end this or whatever.
Bitch.
How important is saving money? How important is it hitting niggas right now that you should have a little bit of something saved up?
I mean, I think it's very important, but...
Here come the nigga shit.
Yeah. I mean, you should definitely have a certain amount saved up.
Here comes the nigga shit.
But you should get, if you're not a saver, get you a spouse that is a saver so that y'all balance each other out, because I'm a saver, but like I'm also a spender. I feel like I like to shop.
Because beggars can't be choosers. What the fuck are you talking about? Okay, so I want to spend money is what you meant to say. And my bitch ass is like, well, you know, we're going to save up for a rainy day. And then, you know, we just end up balancing each other because we meet in the middle, which is good. And that's why I love you. This podcast is bringing us together.
You're an ass.
Yeah, but
what a fucking
I
asshole.
Just think, you know, for me, I asked you, but I really didn't care what you were going to say because I knew what you were going to say.
Because you didn't even let me talk.
I never let you talk. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to Bella. If you listen to the first part of my podcast, the last one, she is fucking throwing up basically in the back of it. So please listen to Marley podcast on This Is Recorded, available on SoundCloud and Apple Podcast app, the little purple thing on your phone. iPhone only, fucking Androids, but
damn.
Yeah. Oh my God, you let me lost my train of thought. Like,
we're talking about saving money.
Yeah, I mean, saving money is just that, like, hey, you probably need to have a little something saved up, and it's hard when you have bills and different shit. But right now, with niggas is losing their jobs and all of that, Paul. When niggas losing their job and all that shit, it's just like, what the fuck, like.
Nah, like, now, I mean, we have stuff in savings a little bit, at least, but...
we got about $25.
I let 50 Cent go in that bitch time I get paid.
Hey,
yeah,
every month, would you like
cent.
To donate? Would you round this off to $1? Put 50 Cent in that bitch.
Okay, so, like, I'm really cheap, though, when it comes to, like, stuff like that. Like, do you want to donate to the children's, like, when you at the grocery store and they want you to donate, and it's like, how do I know that's really going there?
How do I know that?
You don't. So I stopped doing it. Yeah, but I feel too. Like a fucking asshole
I
every
don't
time.
Feel like an asshole, and I'm like,
because they're like,
I'm like really a naturally sweet
they,
guy.
No, they always fucking say like for children's cancer, and I'm like, yeah, no. You sound like a fucking dick. All right,
bro, that's different. Like, you
it's
don't have
not
to
different.
Say it.
They say what it's for. You just choose
you don't
to
have
ignore
to say,
it.
Ah, yeah, no, you have to say none at this time.
You don't do that.
You can, if you say like,
I'm not interested. I'm not interested this time. But next time, catch me. Yeah, right. No, you don't, because I'd be at the grocery store, but you don't even let them finish. No. I don't know. I don't care about all right, kids.
Because I get a little pissed off because it's like, this shit is probably going in y'all pocket. Like, for real, like, they're donating to fight corona and shit like that. Like, certain niggas need to see where the fuck that money's coming from.
That's true.
Because who's going to see it? That's some real shit. This is my third eye shit. I got my upstairs hat on downstairs.
Come on,
shout
now.
Out to Shay. that, damn, I'm getting in trouble for talking about her, too. Shit, you got a problem with that? I'm not going to fuck anybody.
All right, babe. You need to chill out.
All right, shout out to our roommates. Beep! Because they used to argue and we used to listen. And it was great fucking shout out to college because it was great entertainment.
We used to turn the TV down and listen. And their arguments were so fucking stupid. What were they even arguing about?
Hit me again!
He was going to hit her. All right,
we're
going to
tell the story real quick. So... Real quick, pay attention. Real quick. So we were enjoying our Friday night, getting ready to go out, and we heard them arguing. So instead of going out, we stayed in and listened to them.
We
argue.
Did not stay in. We still went
okay,
out.
Okay, we stayed in until they stopped arguing. And
we had to just go out.
We listened
you don't
for
even know
a
the
little
story.
While because they were arguing.
We had to listen for a while, and then we just fucking went out there after a while because it was going
as
on.
As they were arguing, she apparently struck him, and then he was like, "Hit me again!" It's like. That shit was like, and Shan asked me, like, well, what are you going to do if he hit it? I'm like, I don't know. Like,
I didn't fucking ask you that. You said, should I go out there? Because I stay out of people's business. So don't lie. Like that time that nigga fucking threw that girl's phone to the fucking moon. When we were outside. That shit is still
That shit is like Bobby Shmurda's hat. Like, what the fuck? Like, where did it go?
That shit was, and you was like, yeah, I should go over there. I was like, hey, bro, bring your ass and we about to go to the movies or whatever the fuck.
I was going to go over there with my hands on my pocket like, hey, yeah. Hey, you shouldn't do that.
Trying to be a fucking hero. This and nigga, then they asked me, they probably still together.
On News 12, we have a homicide because someone apparently couldn't mind their business. Like, damn. Like, yeah, the nigga probably would have took me out. But shout out to us being very nosy and shout out to beep and beep. Because they were definitely
They gave
arguing.
Us some entertainment, though. It One time it was like, you want Shan to fucking hear everything?
And then, like, he would
like,
always
nigga,
have
we in here listening.
Some whack-ass roses out there
oh my
after
God,
they finished
the flowers
arguing.
Just got fucking annoying after a while. Like, nigga, what did you do now?
Yeah, and then, like, afterwards, she'd be outside cutting his hair with actual scissors. It was the most boring shit I've ever seen in my life.
That's, like, a vibe for them.
For the others, for the Caucasian brothers and sisters, shout
they
out
cut,
to y'all
they
cutting
cut,
each other's
I'm about
hair.
To cut your shit.
Talking
about Caucasian.
Negative. You will never touch these Goldilocks. But so the negative. On a serious note, the negative of quarantining. I don't like that you can't really hug family or spend some birthdays and shit, and I have nieces and nephews, and, you know, it's sad because I want to see them, I want to hug them, and I actually want to be in their life, unlike some others. And
you said we're sponsored by Pizza Hut?
Please get you a hot and ready
I'm
right
sorry.
Now.
Wait, Pizza Hut not hot and ready. That's Little Caesars.
Hey, shout out to
nah,
you.
No, we got that $7.99, two toppings.
Yeah, but
head ass.
You can't really
bitch.
Hug people. Currently, we were supposed to be. all right, you're fucking on a roll.
Right,
we
okay.
were supposed to be coming.
Stop. Oh my God.
I just got tongue tied.
We were supposed to go on vacation this week.
At one of our cool vacation spots in Orlando.
And my best friend was coming with her.
Shout out
whole
to Rachel
family.
And Greg, man, G Merrick. Go listen to that music. But yeah, we were supposed to be going on a big family vacation and we couldn't. And we wanted to, like, hug and embrace and have fun and tussie slide and do all the challenges. And, you know, we've been really, it's been difficult. When we get back to world opens back up, my niece is obviously going to have a YouTube channel because she has a lot of energy. And
she sat yesterday and for 30 minutes and did every fucking straight. TikTok Beyonce challenge. Well, Beyonce could. Sierra could never.
Could never. Yeah, but.
Your favorite could never.
Yeah, I just don't like the idea of, like, love and connection and hugs and, you know, or, like, concerts. You kind of, like, hanging with somebody, y'all bouncing around, whatever. Like, that whole crazy Travis Scott concert with niggas in the mosh pit. Kanye West, shit like that.
Hey.
When is that gonna happen again?
We're never fucking going to another Kanye West concert, so I don't know why the fuck you just said that.
MAGA!
You are Uncle Tom.
Oh, damn. But,
yeah, I think we'll get back to it. I don't know when, and I've never really been like with my family, yes, but with like strangers, touchy-feely,
well,
no.
What did you say yesterday that was a breakthrough?
What did I say? Oh, I'll probably never be like that again. Like if we go to a concert, like, oh, there's too many people. Like, no, nigga, we want all
nigga,
of y'all
we
here.
Are one. Just yeah. Do not call for me.
Don't, but people do, and that's the thing. Even before this shit, niggas, if they ain't gonna do something, they gonna fucking call.
And niggas are still,
for no reason.
Niggas currently are still not washing their hands or
for
shit
real.
Like that.
And I mean, even if, okay, when the world will open back up and y'all go to the movies, just sit there. And it's real quiet. If you do like
done.
A little, it's going to be at least six other people that do the same
shit.
Oh, shit. It's hard. Yeah, so you thought I had something.
Oh, finally somebody loosened this bitch
people
up.
People are dirty. Like, I don't cough. Like, I don't remember the last time I coughed. Like, for real. Like, a real. Like, I got
yeah, not clearing
throat.
Your throat,
like,
but like.
To, like, a cough.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And I can spot somebody now. Like, not now since Corona, but, like, when we went on that, like, our last trip, like, I can look at somebody, like, the dude who sat by us. I knew he was going to fucking be coughing. Like, I can look at you and tell this nigga about to be coughing on us.
Do they have, like, a distinct look?
It's just not really.
Are they neck really strong? Or
I don't know what it is. They just look like I just know it, and then they sit there and be fucking coughing. It's like, bro, stop. Niggas don't want to cough now, though.
Yeah.
That lady that worked at my job that be coughing on every fucking thing.
She has not let one fucking nothing out.
They probably had to tell
she barely her. Breathing. They telling her, you can open your mouth, you know.
Mm-mm. I'm telling you, she be talking.
And
you
oh, hold on. Also, a lot of niggas are wearing masks. Shout out to Colgate. It is a thing. Listerine. Because a lot of you niggas are going to be getting in tune with your breath. So make sure it's right. Because anybody... Say a prayer tonight. It's Easter Sunday, right? Say a prayer for the niggas that are wearing masks that you know they breath stink. They smell like shit. Because once upon a time, I was a... once upon a time, I was assaulted by somebody in their breath. It was a long time. I didn't see somebody. They're like, what? What a... And I was like, oh, shit. Like, that shit hit me with, like, a Mike Tyson punch in my face. So, I would like to say.
Be safe out there, y'all.
This podcast is sponsored by Listerine.
Colgate.
Crest. Trident.
Crest.
Winterfresh. And.
Double Mint.
If a nigga has ever. Anybody that fucking eats Big Red has coronavirus. I'm sorry. Like, that shit.
Big Red
is fucking.
First of all, that
shit.
That shit
gonna make
burns.
Your breath stink. Like,
that shit burns.
That's like taking a shot of gum.
No, my parents used to fucking buy cinnamon flavored fucking toothpaste. Close up or whatever.
Why the fuck?
Stop doing, I don't know. Yeah. But it was abusive. Like, stop doing that.
Okay.
I don't
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I still don't deal with them to this day because
fuck you, mom, you bitch! Yeah, but okay, so we got the negative. We're going to end this on a positive note because that's what we do at This Is Recorded Podcast. And if you listen this far, please go on AugustFourthPhotography.com. I'll put it in the bio on Apple Podcast app. Go on AugFourth Photography on Instagram, and on the AugustFourthPhotography.com page, go to the merch page, and we got some Clayco merch that is available for purchase. Shout out to Lil Duke. He's a real nigga because he bought something, and he didn't have to, but he bought something in the quarantine, man. Real friends. You're going to really find out who your people are in this moment. But on a positive note, what are some positives that you feel that this quarantine has brought?
I mean, I think people, like you said, like, you know, we laughed about it, people discovering their kids. And I mean, you're kind of forced to spend time with your kids. Y'all got to figure out activities to do. Y'all watching movies. Y'all, we've watched a bunch of good movies. We, you know, just spending a lot of time together. Like, I mean, we spend time together anyway a lot, but like, it's like we have to, you know, I'm forced to fucking spend time with his ass now. God, I can't fucking wait for this to be over. Nah, but it's just like a, you know, like you realize that you don't really need as much as you think you need. Like, all you kind of need is each other. The only thing that I, you know, not being negative, but I do feel like I want, you know, like my mom came over and like dropped some, well, I was giving her a mask or something. And like, it was like, I wanted to hug her, but it was like, we couldn't. So that it just didn't feel right. It don't feel like, I don't remember, like the last time I probably hugged my mom was, you know, like a fucking month ago now. And that's not like, I've never done that before when I think about it, like in my life. So that kind of sucks. And like, you know, when we do, we
get emotional. You gotta
don't. When we
we're open back up.
When we, well, we are quarantining, but like on my mom's birthday, we did go over there. Yeah, we fucked up a little bit.
All right, Publix had amazing game. Yeah, so sorry, it's Publix's fault.
You know, we tried to stay away, but like, my nieces and, well, my niece and my nephews and my brother, and we're all like kind of touchy-feely, and you know, like they just want, like my brother's probably like 6 foot, and you know, he wants to hug.
This nigga's like 5'11", relax.
He like 6 foot, probably. I don't care. But he wanted to hug me. Like he likes that, like he wants, everybody wants to do it, but we can't do it, and it just don't feel good. And the kids don't understand because they're like, why are you doing that? I don't have coronavirus. And it's like, bro, we don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to reiterate the question, the positives, because you just went on a whole rant about negative. And
that's not I negative, don't talking cut about you how I love my family. Okay, sorry. So the positive is spending time together. But I didn't get to say my negatives, first of all, so... You know, what kind of trash-ass podcast is this?
All right, what is your negatives, I guess?
I just said them, I guess.
Yeah, you did. And you got mad. You were going to get this off anyway. But, okay.
I
was
talk.
Bored the whole time you were talking, so I'm going to take it over once again because I do that very well.
You're sleeping on the couch tonight as well.
I have a futon.
You'll be sleeping on it, and you'll fall the fuck off of it.
Okay, it only messes up sometime. But anyway, Yeah, I just feel like a lot of people, you're really realizing what you need and what you don't need.
I said that already. That was my joke.
She said that.
My joke.
It's her joke. But, like, we don't really need a lot of shit. A lot of shit is luxury. Like, and we live an amazing life. And it's also a time for, like, Americans to learn. Because we always like, oh, this shit happened in third world countries or this or that or whatever. But, like... No, nigga, this shit is happening here. Like, it's really fucked up. Everybody's in a bad situation. And, I mean, the positive is that, like, we really need each other. You need the love from your family. You need a good environment. You need, you know, if you was thinking being single was the shit and stuff like that, maybe you rethinking that right now. Like, damn, I don't really like this shit. And then, like, also not on the negative, but, I mean, some real shit. You're really going to find out who fucks with you in these
That's
times.
That's negative.
Okay, it was negative. But you really are going to find out who fucks with you, who calls you, and who you call, and who you think about, and the people you don't think about, and y'all don't see each other out like that because you're in the house, y'all really don't fuck with each other. Mm-hmm. So, for me, it's been like a sabbatical of detoxing and finding out things about myself to be patient with the podcast or photography or anything, and to... Just be positive for the day to day and not think too far ahead and be grateful for the things. I still have a job, thankfully, right now. And some people don't. And, you know, it's a lot of things. But I think the positive, more than anything, is a lot of people are finding themselves and getting to know themselves. And it's kind of like a rehab almost. You stuck in the house. You can't really go. You can't leave rehab and shit like that. So it's kind of like, or you can, but it's like risky for you. So I think it's like we all in rehab and you really got to realize that, like, damn, like I went through withdrawals with myself, but hopefully out of this, we all come out a better person out of all of this, because we finding ourselves, because you stuck with yourself, especially if you lost a job or your job is grateful enough to still pay you while y'all out.
Or if you had to get you a job at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, and you have to make sure my pizza's fucking there. But
I'm sorry.
The positive is, you know, we all gonna get through this together.
I feel like it can't, I'm not gonna say it can't get any worse, because it definitely can. But I don't know, I feel a sense of, like, it is getting better. And I'm not really seeing, like, you know, you still see the people who post it all the time. But it's kind of seems like that's went down, like people posting it. And, you know, I'll get like a little quick update, but I'm not going to be like.
No, my screen time has went down. I've been, because I really don't, I don't want to touch my phone a lot, especially when I'm at work. But I just don't want to see it. I don't want to see none of that.
It's depressing.
And you don't need none of that. And you can see now on Twitter and different trending things. Old shit is trending of topics that don't matter. So it's kind of letting you know the social shit don't really matter. Mm-hmm. It's just a thing. And for me, I probably wouldn't be on it like that if I wasn't trying to promote my own thing. And hopefully, also another positive is that somebody out there is working on the next great thing. I said on a podcast before that Uber and Airbnb was created out of the last recession. This shit is way worse. The recession of 2008. But hopefully you have that next great idea. I mean, obviously, brick and mortar stores. Brick and mortar means like an actual store, like Five Below, things like that. It ain't going to be too many of those. Everything going to be online. So ding, ding, ding. Maybe if you could come up with a delivery service to help Amazon or some shit like that, that would probably be a good thing, because it's going to be a lot of shit being delivered to homes now. And FedEx, UPS, all of them cannot keep up with the demand of that, because especially for a while, a lot of niggas are going to be scared to go to the store. Like, it's going to be good. So,
but I'm going to be honest with you. I miss Kirkland's, man.
Damn.
I miss you, dog. Like, so Target, I fucking miss you. If you could say one thing to
Target right now, like, what would you let them know?
Target, if you're listening, you know what I'm saying? I was just playing with them girls. I was going to get right back.
Hey, man, and on that note, it was a great podcast. I hope you guys are having a great time. Please comment. Please share. I'm really trying to get this podcast off the ground. You could feed me for $150,000 a day. Damn. It would be greatly appreciated, but please share this podcast. Tell somebody to tell somebody at This Is Recorded on Instagram. We're on SoundCloud. We're also available on Apple Podcast app, the little purple thing for you Negroes that don't know. And I hope you guys are having a great time. I hope you're getting through this quarantine. I hope you're fucking with your family. And I hope you're going to the park while you cheat. This is Recorded.